just going to review a couple threads and then see what unveils from there. The Gnostic and Christianity, a difference between the two. So far from what I see, from what I've heard, Gnosticism was about the teaching that the divinity is within you. You have that connection direct, and that divinity is the saving source for the human experience, which can often be full of suffering because of dualism, pain, pleasure, good, bad, right, wrong. Christianity, pretty much saying that Jesus is that savior source for the humanity, and the in-between link between you and God as the Son of God. And in his absence, you know, I guess there's all kinds of other positions you can have that can serve that same purpose, to be an in-between for God for somebody. Yeah, there's good things of both of them, right? And there's truth in both of them in an interesting way, because that's an interesting thing about truth, that from the perspective with which you view it, it can be truth to the observer. And yet from another perspective, that same understanding of truth can be viewed as a confusion or a non-truth, even though it's truth from one perspective. So other people outside of us can serve as an in-between with us and God, and can serve as a symbol and presence of that saving spirit that humanity needs. And yeah, I believe Jesus came to do that. And yet, that doesn't necessarily deny the truth that within each one of us is also that divine connection to God and the divine spirit, which is the saving source for, the saving force for our own humanity. So what if they're both true, just viewed from different perspectives? And then, because they're not completely lining up with saying the same thing, one has to be wrong so that one can be right. And as history shows, the one who can kill the other one off the fastest is the winner. But that's reality. Truths upon truths stacked in different configurations of perspectives of understanding. And what rides behind it all, though, is love. Love can separate a perspective truth from a highest truth. Because no matter what your perspective truth is, if you truly tune in to the qualities of love and allow that to inform you, to come into form through you, then your truth begins to calibrate into a different perspective, because it's being fed and fueled through the perspective of love, which is inherent within each of us. And sometimes it's very helpful to have someone out there in form reminding us of that. We have two parts of ourself. Clearly, the human and the being, has been said. The human is in the visible realm. The human is temporal. Everybody here that's in a body has born and will die. You will not stop existing, but you will no longer be existing in that body. So therefore, you can no longer be called human. It's temporal. But the being self of us is eternal. It is in the invisible. And that is what lives within. That is that connection to God. That is the master self, the wonderful one within, the father within, as Jesus spoke of, that he was at one with and actually spoke through him. And so the human is the mask. You know, we got all kinds of like characters we create all through life. You know, like depending on what kind of job I'm doing, I'm probably going to show up differently. Depending on what people I'm with, I might show up a little bit differently. I'm going to put on this hat for this particular circumstance, or for this person, I'm going to put on this face because I know that works with them. We can flip through characters a lot in a lifetime, and yet it is the human personality consciousness of the outer self that is the character to the inner self of the being, the God self, the eternal presence. And presence is such a beautiful word because it so closely links to the word present. How do we increase our experience of presence? Increase your ability to be present. And you increase your ability by practicing it. Like anything, you want to get better at something, practice it more often. Get present. Get here, get now. One of the factors of that is the mind. The mind's thinking all across about what's not yet happened or what has already happened. Anytime you're in one of those spaces, you're not present. The less present we are, the less presence that we can invite into us. Or maybe you are right here in this moment, looking at what's happening right in front of you. But inside your mind, there's all this chatter about the judgments of how that's going, how it could be done differently. The judgments, maybe the all kinds of background stories. All of that's not being present. That's your mind and attention in a different space, commentating on what's happening in front of you. The more we get present, the more we can relax. A huge key is relaxing. Relax the mind. Relax the body. Allow yourself to, in some way, be with the physical senses in a way that you can let go of having to think about and figure everything out. You can just be present. And what that does is it begins to open up the faculties of the inner senses, which are all through feeling. When we are committed to having to be a certain way, to having to do a certain thing, think a certain, you know, all the oppression that was talked about, all the things from the world that kind of help shape us and condition us into what we know as to be human. That's a lot of stress mixed all up in there. Yeah? It's not so easy. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of limitations, a lot of structures and definitions, a lot of conditionings. And the more stressful it is, the more we begin to contract. The more we try, the more we begin to contract. Just like lifting something, the muscles have to contract to be strong. But if you can relax, allow your mind to relax into the present moment, allow your body to just relax and release into its own natural form, into just like a space of being, then we open. The presence can fill us even more. And when we do that with ourselves and with others, something magnifies. But it's not enough just to do it. You have to continue it. You have to continue to go back into that space of relaxing, becoming present, allowing and letting something greater than the human mind to come in to inform us, to lead us, to give the attention to the feelings more so than figuring it all out. And then, then you can do something different. Yeah. But it's not just about doing it, it's about maintaining it, which is essentially the ever-continual choice of doing it. So, as Nike says, just do it and keep doing it. And that's how we get there.